This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Authorities say a thick dust storm contributed to a deadly crash on I-25 near Pueblo on Tuesday. It's unusual to see these so-called brownout conditions this early in the year. National Weather Service meteorologist Jacqueline Ayer says they typically happen during dry, windy periods in March and April.
Early spring is the most common time for this to happen because all of our grassy areas, all of the grasses are dead, so there's just a lot more dust available to be lofted up into the air.
Dust storms are most often seen in the San Luis Valley and the Eastern Plains. Ayer says Colorado typically experiences between 3 and 8 serious brownouts per year. The Colorado Board of Health has voted to change the rules for getting a delayed birth certificate in the state. CPR's Dan Boyce.
The current rules require at least one official government document from the first 10 years of a child's life. But if a child's parents did not believe in registering their kids for any government documents, that child would never have any way to get a birth certificate. So new rules were passed unanimously by the health board. They now require one of the documents be created 10 years prior to the application date, not from the first years of life. Colorado Legal Services attorney Casey Sherman.
I cannot overstate what a massive change this will be for our clients. It essentially unlocks all the benefits to American citizenship where that door was previously closed to people. It's huge.
The rules go into effect next month. Dan Boyce, CPR News.